News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Bryan City Council has given the Downtown Bryan Association the green light to continue turning city-owned land at the north end of downtown into green space. Council heard from three people this week that green space is more than just a lawn. Here's additional information from DBA Executive Director Sandy Ferris about the concept on land generally bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt Streets.
As the North End continues to develop, the Board of Trustees of the Downtown Bryan Association respectfully requests the Bryan City Council to demonstrate a commitment to preserve a portion of city-owned property for green space on the North End. The members of the board feel strongly that a multi-use green space will have numerous benefits, not only in downtown Bryan, but to the community at large. The green space will also add another attraction to downtown for tourism marketing. So we're not asking for a vote. We're not asking for you to say today that you're going to commit X amount of space, but we want you to understand that not only the DBA board, the members of the staff, merchants, all interested stakeholders have an interest in seeing an attractive, functional green space on the North End. Just to remind you, as if you didn't already know, because I think you could look at our downtown and come up with these conclusions, there's certain attributes of successful downtowns. They have many major functions. We have every one of those right now: employment, residential, entertainment, shopping, etc. A key ingredient for creating that diverse downtown is to have major destinations. You've got to have something for people to do besides just work downtown. Outstanding downtowns share the common attribute of being walkable, even in Texas. Even during July and August, when it's so hot, people want areas they can walk to. A multifunction green space provides a gathering spot for the community. Numerous studies have shown that green spaces have certain positive effects on health, social connections, the environment, and the economy. Then there's the green factor. Obviously, unpaved ground absorbs water. It's a much cheaper and more efficient way of dealing with storm runoff and storm water than sewers and concrete drainage ditches. Trees are also shown to reduce air pollution, water pollution, and they actually have studies to show that the temperature is cooler when you have a downtown filled with landscaping and trees. Landscaping renews business districts. When you have a green business district, you've got community pride, you've got positive perceptions, and it draws customers to the area. Nobody wants to go shopping in a sterile, all brick and mortar and paved streets area. It's the green space that attracts people. These are just some examples of green spaces across the country: Santa Fe, Bryant Park, New York. And I believe you'll notice in almost all of these pictures that there are seating areas, shade, tables, and most importantly, people. As you know, we have the Farmers Market on the North End every Saturday morning, and the Brazos Valley Farmers Market has indicated that they would love to be a long-time permanent fixture down there and some type of structure that would have a dual purpose of shading the market and then being used in other ways would be ideal.
Council also heard from a developer in the downtown North neighborhood, Ryan Terry, who talked about what developed green spaces have meant in major metropolitan areas around the country.
I want to talk to y'all briefly about why would we have green space? What's the economic proposition? Why is it a beneficial thing to downtown? At the end of the day, a lot of these decisions get made based on economics. And an old crusty developer once told me that trees don't pay rent. But the thing is, people do pay rent, and people pay more rent to be by trees. If you're worried about, oh, if I give up green space, then that's land that somebody could have paid into the city coffers, you also ought to be aware of the fact that if you raise the desirability of the land where in the neighborhood, then the tax values of every other property in the neighborhood can increase and increase exponentially. So you may see the exact same number of dollars flowing into the city coffers without having to sell the property.
This is more than just a vacant lot, though, right? I mean, this is a planned green space area.
That's correct. That's correct. If you just had a vacant lot, then the value is minimal, right? It's a vacant lot. There's nothing to it. No one wants to spend time in a vacant lot where it's just a strip of grass that turns brown for 5 months out of the year. Right. People want to spend time in places where there are programming things. In Texas, we need shade. And we also need to be within walking distance of amenities. And you need to have things that bring people there. So in downtown North, the farmers market, we have some of those art projects down there, if we have, for example, we have multi-use event space that could be utilized for Texas Reds or other downtown events like First Fridays, that's the type of stuff that really can see that increase in value of the surrounding property.
And all these areas had a name associated with them as well, so that would be...
They do, and that's definitely something that probably would want to be discussed at the council. I'm sure y'all would want to think about the appropriate way to name it and the appropriate way to brand it.
Also addressing the council, an architect, Matthew Faulkner, who's a member of the DBA board, he brought up four concepts emphasizing green space on city-owned land in the block bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt.
One of the options that we've talked about at the beginning was maybe we can just take 21st Street, where it doesn't go all the way through, doesn't connect to anything. Maybe just taking that right-of-way that exists of 100-foot right-of-way and developing that and abandoning the right-of-way and allocating that as a green space. Smaller green space for the area, but it could be a dedicated green space. And that's what started the conversation with getting a conversation going for the farmers market. Maybe that's a dedicated space for that, which is currently where they meet now. And so as we just started brainstorming a little further, we wanted to explore a couple other concepts. And if the idea of abandoning one of the right-of-ways, which doesn't take any of the taxable property that exists over there now, all it's doing is taking what the city maintains and just reallocating that for green space. If we did that on 21st, well, one of the other option was maybe that center lot, if we wanted to allocate more space, maybe we asked for one of the full lots and considered that being developed, keeping the roads intact, keeping the circulation intact, but just allocating some of the development area. Another option is if we look at one of the right-of-way abandonments, maybe we look at multiple right-of-way abandonments in that area. Again, not taking from any of the taxable property as it is, just looking at where the abandonment of the right-of-ways are on areas where vehicular circulation isn't really necessary in that downtown North area as it gets developed. This is area that's just out there that's being maintained, and as Bryan Street gets developed to the level that Main Street is and more property starts to develop in there, having that space in that center section is going to make a lot of sense for the green space. It's the ideal spot for it. Which led us to talking more about, well, do we want two green spaces or is it better to have one area, kind of like a square? And if all we did was take and reallocate where the right-of-ways are, if we're willing to consider abandoning those, consolidating them together in more of a square-like feeling right there, then we've got the same square footage of space and land from the right-of-ways, just pushing them together and just replatting that area of the development area, which then gets into conversations of what the RFPs might look like for development. It might provide better opportunities for developers with two larger lots as opposed to three smaller lots. Across there. And so this would propose a 200-foot allocated green space across there. And there's even an opportunity to then, in the RFP process, possibly even allocate maybe a 15-foot easement on those development properties to blend into and encourage the developers right around there to engage into that green space with their possible retail space or dining areas, whatever it may be. It gives an opportunity for engagement a little bit more. So this may be an opportunity of 230 feet across there for green space. So to answer the question of where could it be located, we think that the ideal spot is right there in that center section. And we do think and recommend that consolidating some of the right-of-way area right there in that middle and pulling it all together is going to be the best value, kind of best bang for the buck for pulling that space together in the downtown area.
The DBA Sandy Fairston finished their presentation with a yet unanswered question.
I know the first question that I'm asked is, well, who's going to pay for it? Who's going to maintain it? I don't know the answers to those questions at this point. I do know that there's several ideas. If an RFP went out for development and a developer said, sure, I'll put some green space in, our fear is that what's the definition of that green space you provide to a developer? Is it just an empty lawn? There's some examples in the country where we can show that that happened and it is not used for anything. So what we really want is a seat at the table to help guide the process. All of these gentlemen, Chris Lawrence is here as well, they have great ideas and concepts that they could help us develop. And whether it comes from private funding or some other method, I don't know. That's not for me to answer necessarily, but I hope that you see that just as 10, 15, almost 20 years ago when the sitting council had the vision to embark on bringing downtown back to life, that you see an important goal here and to create a legacy by giving downtown north the same amount of attention that the rest of downtown received. And you've got an opportunity here to really do something exciting.
Only four members of the council heard the presentation. There was reaction from only two, Greg Owens and Mike Sutherland.
It sounds like a great idea for downtown, Brian. And I'd like to thank you and the other presenters as well. Are there any other questions for Mrs.
Yeah,
Pierce?
I think we need to give some direction. I think the Downtown Association ought to do it. And then you tell us what you're wanting and kind of get an estimate, and then we can figure out how we pay for it. Because y'all have the most stake in the action, because you control what goes on down there now.
We can definitely move forward with some concepts and get some more input and more research.
Mrs. Right. Hampton?
Mayor Pro Tem, we are just posted for a presentation.
Right. And we do appreciate the presentation.
Well, how do we get it back on the agenda to direct them to do it?
Put it back on.
Okay. Because don't you think that'd be better to have y'all control?
I'm all for that.
Okay.
Sure. All right.
A copy of the DBA's presentation, which included green space development in Dallas, Houston, Seattle, and other major metropolitan areas, is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.